So, so basically, it's like this septic tank, you know. Sometimes you see, you know, yeah, like that, you know. So, so it's like that. So anyway, one that you see this gas, whatever comes out, you know, in the body, such terrible smell, you see. You know, it's about anything, you know, from down or up or whatever. So, so that is about being that. So that's, yes. So, so the body, did you see like that? So, also, also you see, how you see the body, as I mentioned already from days ago, whatever you see, form, whatever you hear, as you say, smells, whatever, all these, all these, you see, all these are, you see, something which came from your mind. All these form, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects, all these objects, senses, all these came from your mind. We talked about that. Yeah, you know, made imputed, imputed, first, by seeing the base, your mind imputed, made imputed, believed that, then appeared, then you see it. So, you see, all these form, sound, smell, taste, all these, what senses see, contact with it. how say it? All this is not something that is not something came from its own side. It came from your mind. Everything. So, see, everything came from your mind. How? Because merely what you see is what you. What you see is what your mind merely imputed. That one. So you have got that idea. What you see, what's here, smell, everything, see, is something that with your mind merely imputed. Okay. So have to get that clear in your mind. So I'm read that quite a number of times. So. These last few days, so see, very important subject. See. So now here, so the so here the body. So how you see? Is there's nothing. So there's is it? It's purely something came from your mind. Merely imputed by your mind, naming whatever is beautiful, whatever is, you know, the hair, nose, whatever the body is, whatever is, it's all, you see, this, whatever name you put, it came from your mind. All the names came from your mind. You know, your mind created it. So believe in that, your mind created all this, you know, your mind created. Your mind, you see, merely imputed all this, you know, and then believe in that, and it's appeared back to you. What your mind imputed appeared back to you. See, then you see it. So, here in this case, so it's just your own mind creation. See. So the and that, you see, there's nothing to be attached. So therefore, there's nothing to be attached. There's nothing there to be attached to, you see. Because it is just your own view, your creation of your own mind. And before attachment arises, because thing existing promise outside. Exist promise. So the something beautiful from existing promise outside, you see. Everything is from its own side. Nothing to do with your mind. Never came from your mind. So everything's you see, something real, one existing from inside. So then you see, で、attachment rises to tension and that is it. So that, so, attachment rises to tension and that. So, so you see, before like this, yeah. How that arises. Oh. So now the now if you think the reality, how your view, so your as this your view, what you see is kept in your mind, yeah? But your mind making commentaries, may I say, giving those labels, this and that. This is beautiful, this is beautiful, this is beautiful. See, the ears are beautiful, hair is beautiful, nose is beautiful, everything. See, oh, you see, your mind imputing that with the belief. Then appeared that what your mind merely imputed appeared. You see, then you see that. So totally is creation of your mind. See. So basically you are attached to what your mind labeled. See, name what your mind labeled. So then, so you are attached to that. It's basically becomes like this reality. But of course, your belief is when the attachment lasts, you see, you don't think this is imputed by my mind, you don't think that when the attachment lasts. When the attachment lasts, you see, something real one, see, on the basis of something real one existing from inside. Oh, okay? Then, then you see, something beautiful from there, you see, then you. Exactly like that, then you see attachment, you see, grasps on that, you see, for that. So that's totally wrong. So the total hallucination, you see. Oh, there is something there. Total hallucination. What it is just what came to your mind, everything. So previous one, total false. So yeah, so Lama Tsongkhapa said, "Dimu di is after." Dimu di after. Tempatuban so. Dratarpe rangshin las du mendula sobe chebar dratanes dochata shetan dochata shetan kiwa juinbe tedake zindang tedake zindang yul sunchon diba yino. That's what it says. So this is extremely important, this understanding. Then you know how to meditate. You know? Then you see real reality. You see? Then you see all this wrong, all this attachment, even how this wrong concept. Then you come to realize how their views are totally false. Then you see they can actually really see the reality of the phenomena. You see? So the what is that? That's put in English. See, so the ignorance. See, exactly that this is true existence. So everybody try to get this. Okay, everybody try to get this to understand this today. This ignorance. This ignorance there. This ignorance. I think it didn't mention true religion, but I think it means true religion. In the nature, the ignorance exaggerated. Okay? In the nature that the ignorance exaggerated. means you see, but I think you have to understand meaning of that. Otherwise, you know, become complicated. So what is it? So now we're talking about the body, okay? So this is first is the base, okay? First is the base. So then then your mind to label, see. The base, you see the base, then you your mind label body, okay? Then your mind merely between the body. Then you see the head and arms, whatever other things, you see the base. Then your mind merely between the body, okay? Then that what your mind merely between the body, you see that the next second appear back to you. But here you see the confusion, mistakes that you see. It should appear merely in the mind. What it is, it is mere imitation, but it doesn't appear to you merely in the mind. So you are hallucinating mind, you see. Also, it appeared back, not merely in the mind. Total opposite to the reality. Total opposite. Just a second before, merely in the mind. But there, we see to our hallucinating mind, it appeared back. What you merely appear back, not merely in the mind, okay? So, that's because, I explained already before, and that's because there's a negative imprint on your melanin left past ignorance concept of truth. So this right after your mind merely imputed their body, and then there's ignorance, you see, on that mere imputation this ignorance, you see, project their true existence, existing by nature, existing common self, okay? So that I'm explaining why it appeared wrong, you see, total opposite. So this is the explanation, okay? For us, not for the Buddha, for us. Okay. But so it appears true. I say not mere level of our mind, okay? True existence. Then your mind, let your mind hold on to this is 100% true. Okay? This is 100% true. This hallucination is reality. Isn't it? This hallucination is hallucination. But you see, doesn't understand. So you let your mind hold that. This could be true. So, which is false, then your mind believing that's true. Oh, that's what it is. That's the biggest mistake in the life. So this is the biggest mistake in our life. Why we didn't get liberated from oceans of some such suffering and cause karma and delusion is by this. You see, so when you let your mind hold on to this truth, that every time when you do that, you're creating ignorance. So with every object, I'm talking the body, but this means 24 hours, anything, You know, this heart and mind is doing. You see? With every single object that you see. You know, everything like this. What I use, example, the body, and everything, today, 24 hours. So that, you see? How to, what's happening to you? What's happening with your mind, okay? It's very important. There's so much thing, but it's so subtle. It's so subtle, same. Yeah? So subtle. So, you know, says that, you know, without explanation, not easy to recognize. Really, this, yeah. Very subtle point. So anyway, so now, so with every phenomenon like this, you know, form, sound, smell, taste, meaning, okay, they create hallucination, see? They appear hallucination. Their mind believe it will all be real, true, okay? It's a hallucination, but you don't recognize, you don't know. You see, your mind just numb a little, no idea, okay? No idea at all. Not no unknown completely. See? so you let your mind hold on to this true, okay? So that, so every time when you do this in daily life, today, every time when we let our mind do this, see, we create ignorance. So like this, we have been creating ignorance not only from this morning, from birth, from beginning to rebirth. Constantly we create ignorance. Okay? So now on top of this, what ignorance believes is true, total truth is body. Okay. Now on top of this, then exaggerate. Beautiful. Okay? On top of this, exaggerate, beautiful. Then attachment arises, clinging on that. Okay? Then become like you say, when you put oil on the paper, can't separate. So difficult to separate, you see, when the oil gets on the paper. So that you see, suffering starts. Suffering, another suffering. One before, now, another suffering starts. You see, so there's pain or attached. Even there's pain, you know, when the attachment is so strong, you can see there's pain. Yeah. So difficult to separate from, you know. So now, look at it, ugly on the basis of the previous one, is what your. Or you let your mind hold on this true, see? Okay? Which is a reality, false, but true. So now, you see, but appear to a hallucinated mind, true, see? But reality is false, but appear true. The reality is totally false. So, your enemy, the thief or some enemy, you see, pretending to be your friend. You are pretending to be so nice, kind, but actually you won't kill you, you see. You know, it's a little bit like that, you see. So the other one is the ugly. You see, bad, ugly, you see. Exaggerate. Then anger is on that, see. Now here you can see, everything is built on the basis of object or ignorance which doesn't exist there, which is not there at all, see. The true reason, okay? Everything is below that. The object anger is on that, object attachment on that, built on the basis of that, okay? Ugly, beautiful, the difference is ugly and beautiful is dotanness and exaggerated on that, see? The anger attachment rises. Then the next one says, "Today is zindan. So this is very important. So now, Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, Tedage Tsedang Yunam, Sun Chung on the way. So, Tedam is this. The first, the ignorance, the, which he believed that real, which is false, but you see, which is totally false, would appear something real, you see. Then believing that true, see. So, first, ignorance, okay? So, the first matter, the way they believe, all this can be real, all this can be eliminated out. See, all this can be realized and all this can be realized, you know. So it can be eliminated. Can be seen all this total non-existent. First one, the ignorance, second one, the attachment, the anger, all the object, you can realize all total non-existent, not there. You can realize. So that's one way he knows. Then from this experience, then he gives total faith, total faith. You can definitely achieve liberation. That you can, from this, you get definite experience as a full confidence. You can achieve liberation. can be totally free from the oceans of samsara suffering causes. Okay, delusion come. So you give total faith from this experience. Then the Lama Tsongkhapa, said this according to Ayadeva's, teaching. Four understands that. Or teaching, so that I don't remember also the about. So here now, you see. So you see, the object with attachment and anger. See, what they believe. Doesn't exist, not there, reality. Because it's an exaggeration, view of object and view of anger, it's an exaggeration on the object of ignorance. It built on the, that hallucination built on the object of ignorance. You see? And the object of ignorance is totally false. There's total non-existent. You see, so therefore, object of ignorance. You see, yeah. So you have to get a clear idea of first day about ignorance. The ignorance concept truly. You see, so that you see clear idea of how that is false. Total nonsense. Okay, that the body appears from the real. See from side. You see, thing. I said, appear to the hallucination, mind, you see. And then, ignorance, see. Then you let your mind believe it's true, 100%. So that's ignorance. So, that is total, in reality, that's total nonsense. So therefore now, ignorance, anger, all these, wrong concept. You see? Wrong concept. Superstition. See? there's no such thing there. So that's very important. See? So anyway, yeah, it's a very important meditation. Very, very important meditation. The real truth, no? The real truth. Real truth in the life. Real truth in the life. So anyway. Yeah. So much. What's that? Oh, I see. But I think a few seconds passed. So, to meditate as precisely exactly like this, what the Namatsangha explained in these philosophical teachings, so that all this reality. It's very, very important, yeah. So you can do that with a, you know, an object, you see, or attachment or anger, you see. Very good, yeah. So anyway, what's it? Maybe next life, you're born with this. That fix all that. So you're born with it. So nobody had to fix it, you're born with it. Anyway, joking. So what I was saying. One thing is, you understand, I was trying to explain, you see, how, so it's very important to mention, you know, how the attachment is really, say, obscuring our mind to see the, related, you know, conventional nature of the phenomena, such as impermanence. So, yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm missing out. So I told the body, okay, now, see, so while attachment is rising on the body, you see, you don't see, is it? You see, it obscures the mind to see the nature of the body, deity. Okay? Then you see, makes it clean, you see? So there's a wrong view, okay? Wrong concept. Okay? Then the, there was deity, okay? Then the, then the sang day. So the suffering, you see, the, you know, which is suffering, but you see, attachment obscures to see the suffering. It is suffering, see. Then you see, there's a wrong view, this is pleasure, this is a happiness, this is pleasure. Then, real happiness, okay? And, but that is the wrong concept to believe in that, you see. So the samsara is suffering, you see. And then you label pleasure, okay? Suffering, so you label pleasure, and then you see, believing the true happiness, but that, you see. So attachment, you see. Well, the attachment is like that, you see. You have a total wrong view and the wrong concept, you see. That which is suffering. So it obscures mind to see suffering. Okay. Then, that which is suffering. Okay? the samsara pleasure with suffering change. That one. Okay? So attachment close one, say, covers obscure one to see suffering. You know? Then you see, total wrong view, you know, pleasure, and then, pleasure is the true happiness, you see, the whole concept is very wrong. Then you see, the impermanent nature, then it's obscure to see impermanent, you see. Then you see, it's empty of true existence. The body is empty of it doesn't have true existence. Okay, it doesn't have true existence. It doesn't have existence from its inside. See, at all. So it's not true existence. Okay? It's empty of true existence. So no self refer to true existence. So that's the reality, but the attachment obscures your mind to see the reality of the body. You see, so that and other phenomena, same other phenomena. You see, if you don't realize, if you don't realize the nature of the object, conventional nature of the object, impermanence, which is impermanence, dirty and the which is there, the feelings, the suffering, okay, and that which is suffering, then the empty of the self is the true reason, okay. So without realizing this conventional nature and the ultimate nature of the phenomenon, without realizing this, and then this, you're living your life with this hallucination. This is a permanent. This is a, you see, true happiness, and this, clean, and then the truly existent. You see. Real one exists. So with this, you have all this hallucination, then all this wrong concept. Then you don't. Then you see, then continuously we circle samsara continuously. With this wrong concept. You don't get liberated from true suffering, true color suffering. You don't get to realize true path. So you don't achieve cessation of suffering, that at all, you see. Mm-mm. Then how can you liberate others from being enlightened? No way, you see. So Nagarjuna explained to Jiden Kenpa Nyeta Manyeta Deta Mente Nyeta Mente Do Me Chiki Jiden Chwe Jiawa Tata Ronyam Tsoji Tata Ronyam Tsoji. Since I forgot the last word. So this, to equalize this four desirable form. So then you see, equalize. You see, when you are able to equalize this, you see, without attachment to this, you see. By mental impairments there, you see, so forth, those meditation, then by achieving realization, then you don't attachment to this. So these four, the four ones, is equalized to your mind. You see. So when you have that realization, that's the kind of best quality, best quality of Dharma practitioner. That, see. the dead, you see. I say,
So,
so this, see, I mentioned two people. One, this one always criticize. This one always, do praise. You know, always help. This always kind of, whatever attachment or ego, they want to hear. You see, so this one, what your attachment or your ego want to hear. So you see that, okay? So now here, so you can, for example, if you use equilibrium thought, equilibrium, you see, meditation, one way, you see. So, to not get angry, to not get attached, you see. So, by using equilibrium, you see, the reasons from the equilibrium meditation, you see. So, this person, see, the other thing is this. The other thing is what this person is, or this. You see, what your attachment subcentral doesn't want. Doesn't want to hear. That's it. It's not that. It's not harming to your compassion. It's not harming to your logotens. It's not harming to your wisdom. You know, all your positive mind, patience, harming to your patience. It's helping your patience. It's helping to your patience. You see? All your positive, healthy mind, you know, this doesn't harm. It's just only to, it harms to only to your negative mind. You see? So from this, without going to equilibrium, so this person actually, unbelievable kind, so unbelievable he's helping me destroy my ego, self shape, or attachment. Yeah? That never got destroyed from beginning to end, but that I've suffered much from beginning to end, but unbelievable. Not only didn't even liberation, samsara for oneself. So these persons helped me to destroy. So the kindness of that person is just, you know, like a little bit of sky. Something like that. So unbelievable. You see? So impossible to get angry. Impossible. Only to appreciate the person. You see? When you want to help, you want to thank the person. You see? You want to help, you want to thank the person. You see? Give, you want to offer a gift person. You know? You see? Maybe invite a 5-star hotel or 6-star hotel in the trip. So you see that, they say, so then, say, then here, in this one, you see, this one then you see, how to say, your attachment, your feeding. what the person is doing. So you don't, so therefore you don't get attached to that. And by knowing, just simply by thinking, by knowing that, you don't get attached, you don't get attached to that. So you are totally free. You see, you're not under control of anger, you're not under control of desires, you have inner peace happening. So you're not, defeated by anger attachment. You're not defeated. So, tortured by them. Prisoned by them. Okay, so that. Uh-huh. say. So you see, then the, you see, now if you use equilibrium meditation, you see, if you have equilibrium mind, you know, the only thing you see, this person, this person is Krishna, this person is Krishna now, but this person, you see, and this person, you know, in the past been friend, been praised. This person has been friend in the past, you see, you know, not necessarily, you see, past in the past. If you, it is first time to meet, then you see, you know, this, you met this person in past lives, been a friend, pray, and praised, different, you see, praised you. Then, you see, so, yeah, then in the also future, praise, you see. So, you know, so you don't, so you are, you see, by thinking that, that those reasons, you know, which is true, and then the anchor, that doesn't have anchor to that. Anger doesn't have anchor to that. And also, the person does praise now, but you see the past, the enemy, harmed. And also on the future, can that, you see? So, you don't get the attachment. You don't get the attachment. See, cut. Desire, so the desire, attack. Anger, so we're like that, you see. And then, of course, the other things, the using the renunciation, part of the impairments that, you know, my life nature of impairment of death, and the death can happen any, even today, any moment, death can happen to me. So it doesn't make sense. When you think that, part of renunciation, you see, renunciation, see, this life. Yeah. By thinking the very important meditation, impairment death, death can happen even today, any moment, you see. So when you think that impairment death can happen, you see, then this person will criticize all is nothing. Is nothing to you. And this person praises all nothing. Yeah? Nothing. See. So no anger, no attack. Free. if you develop compassion to them, you see, both of them, you know, no way to get angry. How they enter control karma and delusion, and how they are suffering, you see. Or that, so again, the same thing. How they see, they're looking for happiness, but they're devoid of happiness. temporary happiness, then ultimate happiness, liberation, and enlightenment, they're devoid of those happiness. Maintaining loving kindness, then you want to cause for them happiness. So then also, when you use those meditation, so it doesn't, you see, cause to get angry and attachment, see that. And especially bodhicitta, you see, by thinking the kindness, extensive kindness, as I mentioned yesterday, so extensive kindness, past, present, future, all the happiness you receive from them, the most precious, most kind of one, see. Then after that, think of how they're suffering, see. So you want to liberate them from suffering cause them happiness. However, so when you treat, say, bring them to enlightenment, you see. So anyway, and therefore that to achieve my bhava, when you generate bodhicitta, see them, think that is cherishing them. The anger attachment doesn't rise. So then anger attachment doesn't rise, but you feel them in your heart. You don't feel anger attachment, you're free. But not only that, but then you feel them in your heart. You see, most close in your, you feel them in your heart, then you in your heart. So you see, then not only cherishing but also you could really want to help them. The best, you see. So, so anyway, this, I'm just giving an idea of how different meditation can use, you see. And then there's also emptiness. It's mere little I, you know. I'm empty, see. Or think or mere little I, you know. As long as you don't think, as long as you don't cling this during this time, you know, there's a real I in this body, see. As long as you are, say, mindful, there's a such thing there, you know. What exists mere little I, then it doesn't bother things that this, what this person said, well, doesn't bother, see. So you are quite completely calm, see. So they say, then so, like that, you are something mentally like that, or think of the name to you. So this is, there's so many meditation, you see there, so there. They renounce the Buddhist, the right way, however, and then they have a tantric meditation.
People have taken precepts, and this morning there was no drinks left when people came out. They leave the drink after a very short time. So now there's drinks, but that in 15 minutes they take away the drinks.
Okay, sure, yeah. yeah. Let me stop here, okay? These are the past, present, future. May the cross and plot by others. May the bodhicitta be exercised with one's heart and the heart of and the heart of oneself in the one's family members, in the hearts of all the in the hearts of all the students, all the benefactors, all those who sacrificed their life to the organization, so many, to benefit Saint Denis, and those who relied on Matam, and all those in the hearts of all the Saint Denis, without length, second, and they were generated by the increase. Yeah. And in the hearts of all the leaders, Lord, in the hearts of all the religious people, Lord.
Sangjo Sinjo Rinpo Che Ma Che Pa Ma Ma Che Jo Che Che Va Nyang Pa Me Pa Ye Kone Kondo Pe Va Jo Che Va Ndi Ye Nyo Do Ta La Ma San Che Jo Jo Ne Tawa chi jama lupa chi jesa lupa la haju.
So this morning you missed out. Drink. One drink. So maybe I have to visualize.
They did bring them.
Ready? Okay. So thank you so much.